Welcome to your daily devotional for September 25th. Useless wranglings. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourselves. These are among the closing words that the aged and inspired Apostle Paul wrote to the young pastor Timothy in this letter. The words and doctrine of Jesus Christ, even all of the Bible, must be believed to be inerrantly true. We may not understand it, or we may not like it, but we must believe it. Some people want to debate the very basics of the Christian gospel. They challenge the bodily death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the existence of hell, the virgin birth, the need for a new birth and a new nature, and other such things. These folks know nothing spiritual, for they have not even believed the gospel. They never challenge the existence of heaven, but do not realize that they themselves are shut out unless they repent and believe the gospel. Still others live proud in their sin. They twist the plain meaning of scriptures, which call deviant sexuality and gender identification what they are, sin. Pastorettes refuse to acknowledge God's design in order of men and women in the church and in the family, as it is written in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through chapter 3, verse 2. Their corrupt minds would rewrite the Bible, but they are too cunning for that. It is enough for them that acceptance may be found both in the world and among the ecumenical religious crowd. Useless wranglings is alternately translated constant friction. We find this all too often in the church. These are people who would rather argue and debate things to death, and they usually don't know much about what they are talking about. But in their pride, they think they do. Healthy debate and godly correction and guidance are always good in the church. We keep one another accountable by the sharing of the word of God, as it is written, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. But disputes over doubtful things at the expense of Christian love and goodwill are not often profitable. In fact, this falls under that which Paul warns Timothy about. In your Christian ministry, stick to the folks who will edify, not the wrangling, argumentative crowd. When Christians make this a priority in ministry, a beautiful spirit will exist in us and in our churches.